Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in California with Jeff Bliss, his Pacific Watch, talking about the Senate race for Dianne Feinstein's seat. Surprising from a new poll, Adam Schiff is leading, but in the mix is Steve Garvey, the Hall of Famer, Dodger Steve Garvey, a Republican. That's a surprise to me in a state that's dominated by the Democratic Party. Anything can happen, and the vote is not till March. However, Steve Garvey's fame and his conduct on the field and the fact that he's in the Hall of Fame certainly sparkle. Also, I talked to Italy, Lorenzo Fiore, about the decision by the Italian government not to participate in the Houthi affair, the airstrikes on the Houthis in Yemen. What I learn is that in the Italian Constitution, there must be a debate in Parliament before there can be military action. And there wasn't time for that debate to take place, and so the decline. Space Force. I learned from Henry Sikorsky that the Space Force is looking for targeting folders, preparing for war in low Earth orbit. Not only the Space Force of the U.S., but there's reason to believe that China and Russia are also preparing for war in low Earth orbit. China has published an article for the PLA identifying Starlink in low Earth orbit as an enemy weapon. Not only that, because it has communication ability on the battlefield, because it commands a lot of the bandwidth, and also because, according to China, those satellites can be directed in suicide missions to destroy other satellites. This is all in front of us. I know that space is not supposed to be militarized. That's what the Space Treaty says, the only document that stands up right now. But it is weaponized. And then on to considering AMLO, the very powerful and popular president of Mexico, whose term is over this year, and there's a new election coming. However, AMLO has long been a protector of the dictatorships of the Americas. That would be chiefly Managua, Nicaragua, Caracas, Venezuela, Havana, Cuba. Maria Anastasia O'Grady has some sharp things to say about why he protects them and what he wants from the U.S. in order for his cooperation on the border surge of migrants, which he says is a product of the U.S. abuse of Managua, Caracas, and Havana. AMLO's argument. Keystone Report with Selena Zito, writing about the loss of another manufacturing center in Allegheny County. At the same time, the successful saving of William Penn's statue, Billy Penn's statue in Philadelphia County, thanks to the offices of Josh Shapiro getting on the phone and interrupting the intention of the National Health Park Service to do away with Billy Penn's statue permanently. Also in Lancaster County, Jim McTague, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, reports heavy consumer shopping at Costco, something we've not seen for weeks, asking, is this a good sign for the economy? Bob Zimmerman joins to talk about how SpaceX is ready for the third test of Super Heavy Starship, but the regulators are not ready for SpaceX. Chiefly, this has to do with the FAA, waiting for a report from the Fish and Wildlife Services, if it's similar to the wait for the second test. Bob estimates for us how many tests they can get in at this pace of the Fish and Wildlife Services. We also speculate about Oumuamua, the interstellar asteroid that flew through, I think it was 21. However, there's a new plan to catch up with it and to see what it's made of. Mostly, the opinion is that it's a natural asteroid, but it's oddly shaped, something like a flat cigar. In any event, the plan would launch in the 2030s and catch up with it in the 2050s, Oumuamua. And then the second hour of my conversation with James Holland, the historian, about The Battle for Italy, 1943, and the book is entitled The Savage Storm. This is the Fifth Army, led by Mark Clark and chiefly the U.S., on the western shore of the peninsula. The Eighth Army, the British and New Zealand and Australian and Canadian and Indian, on the east shore of the peninsula, fighting their way up narrow roads in horrible weather, rain, and then cold. The mountainsides, the Germans were on the mountainsides. They had first-rate troops, especially against the Eighth Army, the Fallschirmjäger, the parachute regiments, fighting a slow retreat to major defensive lines, the Bernhard Line and the Gustav Line. This is until Christmas of 1943. What comes next? The next book from James Holland will be The Battle for Monte Cassino, 1944, until the Allies capture Rome on June 6, 1944, telling you that much of the resources needed for the success were being drained away constantly and sent to Britain to get ready for Overlord, the invasion of the Second Front in Normandy. That's the second part of the story tonight. Monte Cassino probably next year or the year after from James Holland. And then a conversation about New Zealand's new government, Luxon, with Ruben Steff, a senior lecturer at the University of Waikato on the North Island, and reflections upon New Zealand participating in national security of its own, but also in part of the Commonwealth, sending 100,000 soldiers to the First War, chiefly Gallipoli, and 150,000 to the Second War. And those regiments were included in the Eighth Army, fighting its way up the eastern shore of the Italian peninsula. Conrad Black joins to talk about Prime Minister Trudeau's unclear policy towards the IRGC, the Hamas war, and Israel's right to defend itself. It's just unclear. His Liberal Party is reluctant to get involved in the Hamas war, but there are questions to be answered. G7 questions, NATO questions. Canada is a part of these proceedings, and what is the policy towards Hamas, towards IRGC, terrorist organizations? And finally, Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution joins to talk about Supreme Court, the Colorado case for the former President Trump is headed to the Supreme Court. We know they're going to hear oral arguments on February 8th. Now the presumption is the immunity appeal by the former president's lawyers before the three-judge panel of the D.C. Court of Appeals will also be headed towards the Supreme Court. The presumption is the three-judge panel will reject the former President Trump's appeal for immunity, and it will head to the Supreme Court. When? I don't have that, but Richard talks about also former President Trump's conduct in the civil trial that took place within these last hours. The former president is said to have been unacceptably adversarial with the judge, despite the fact that he was told that he could not participate in the closing remarks by the judge. Anyway, there's much more. I thank you for listening.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.